Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The agenda that is pushing the same-sex marriage, LGBTQ, etc., is really wanting to remove any person of Judeo-Christian values, anyone who believes in morality and marriage, from the marketplace. Most recently, the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, is urging New Yorkers not to eat at Chick-fil-A. We'll talk about this and other issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the mayor in New York is at it again. At one time, we have had from elected officials, Christians, people that believe in marriage, should not even patronize the entire state of New York. Now we've got Bill de Blasio, the mayor, saying that New Yorkers should not eat at Chick-fil-A because the owner, Dan Cathy, believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. This is outrageous that an elected official would take such a position, but it really is clear what this agenda is all about.
Okay, guys, does he not have anything better to do? That's my first question. Are we going to start targeting every business that are owned by Christians and stand up for their beliefs as well?
Only those that believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Only those that will not simply promote the so-called LGBTQ and whatever alphabet you want to add under that from time to time,
I mean,
agenda.
This so reminds me of that. It was a couple years ago when Chick-fil-A came out and Christians came out in droves to support them and patronize them. So do we need to start doing this with all the other businesses, the baker, the florist, and all those that are standing up for their faith as well?
Yeah, I'm reminded of that. You'd think the left would remember the overwhelming show of support we had never seen before, where Mike Huckabee and others got behind Chick-fil-A. There were lines stretching for city blocks at every Chick-fil-A location. They had about double their best day ever on the Chick-fil-A support Chick-fil-A day. And, you know, but there's some more irony here, Matt, is, you know, Mayor de Blasio himself, his wife, Shirlane McCray, is an ex-gay. She had a lifetime as a lesbian.
That's right.
She's a former lesbian. She talks about how she left the lesbian lifestyle and so we have an ex-gay here married to this mayor who's obviously ideologically still very much in support of the so-called LGBT agenda, but his wife is a former homosexual. So according to the very leftists and the LGBT activists that Mayor de Blasio is supporting here, Shirlane McCray doesn't even exist. His wife doesn't even exist. She's just a figment of his imagination.
What do you mean by that?
Well, because they don't want to acknowledge people who have left the homosexual lifestyle. Because why?
Wow.
That ultimately undercuts their argument that it's a choice, that it's just a choice that you can enter into. It's a choice that you can leave. So they want to literally not even acknowledge reality of the so many people out there who are no longer engaging in same-sex activities. They want to pretend that they don't even exist. Now, you know, Mayor de Blasio, of all places, he's the mayor of New York City, one of the highest concentrations of Jews in America. Is where? New York City. And what do Orthodox Jews and obviously the Christians and the Muslims that are there in New York City believe with regards to this issue? They believe the exact same thing that Dan Cathy believes, that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. So does he really want to boycott all the Orthodox Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians throughout all of New York City? Apparently he does. I mean, that's how radical this kind of agenda is. They want to not allow Chick-fil-A to have any business. They want to run it out of business simply because the owner on a radio program was asked a question, and he says that he believed in marriage as the union of a man and woman.
Okay, in a culture where we're continually hearing the word discrimination, I think this is a great example of discrimination.
No question, it is an example of discrimination. You had that, in fact, there was in Chicago, the mayor there Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff for Barack Obama, he, when this issue with Chick-fil-A came about, also said Chick-fil-A shouldn't be in the city of Chicago. You know, the amazing thing is you can't hardly get into a Chick-fil-A drive-through because they're so long. How many times have I driven by a Chick-fil-A and said, I don't have time to wait at that particular facility because the lines are so long. And they close
on Sunday, which is honorable, and they still do very well.
And they do very well, and their employees are very nice and polite. But that's not any good consolation for these agenda-driven people. And now they're moving from that to every other area. They want to obviously remove the baker, the florist, everyone else, Kim Davis, Chief Justice Roy Moore. And now they want to remove colleges. But this may well backfire. The Department of Education, at the request of the homosexual radical organizations, have now published on their website a list of all the colleges and universities around the country that have requested and have been given an exemption to so-called Title IX with respect to, quote, gender identity. In other words, these are Christian colleges, such as Liberty University, among many of them. There's a long list that say, we want the men's dorms to be the men's dorms. We want the men's restrooms to be only for men and the shower room to be only for women, et cetera, not someone who can just walk in and claim that they're someone of the opposite sex. And there's a long list of colleges and universities that have applied for the exemption to Title IX based upon sincerely held religious beliefs, and they're listed on that website. Well, the radical left, the agenda-driven organizations, put pressure on the Obama administration, and they've now published this list. Well, that's fine. Guess what? If you have a son or daughter, a grandson or daughter, that wants to attend a Christian school, go to the list and find out which ones have used biblically based common sense to opt out of this so-called gender identity provision. That's a good list to start
for the safety of your students.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, God, you know, God uses all things for good for those who love him. So he could use this list for good, as you point out. Here's a great place to find out, fathers, where your daughters are going to be safe from being potentially sexually assaulted by a man in a miniskirt in the ladies' open bathrooms in the dorm or the showering facilities and so forth. So this is good. But this is just indicative. One more example of how this corrupt Obama administration is engaging in bullying. They're calling this the shame list. They're trying to shame Christian organizations for being tethered to reality, for agreeing with natural law, with biology, with science, with God's design for human sexuality between a man and a woman, and the overt reality that God, in the beginning, God made them male and female. So they're trying to shame Christian universities for actually believing in reality.
But yet, would these people making these decisions want their wife or their daughter to have a man walk into the restroom or the locker room where they are undressing?
If you're a parent, grandparent, and you're looking at colleges to send your son or daughter, and you want to make sure that your daughter is going to a place where she will shower in a locker room, a shower room, changing room, or a restroom, and there'll only be other girls there, not guys walking in and disrobing in front of your daughter or granddaughter, go to this list. Use it to have it backfire on them. This is not a shame list. These are organizations and entities like Liberty University and many, many others, by the way, that have done the right thing to abide by common sense and to not put their students at risk. But, you know, how unimaginable we have come to a position where colleges do the right thing to protect girls and women from men going into these private facilities, and this other side says, that's shameful. I mean, this is the absurdity of this agenda. We said a long time ago, before it got to be so obvious to the general public, that this is where the agenda was going, that it is intolerant. They use the word tolerance. That's how they started off. They use the word that they're wired this way. That's how they started off. Now, their intolerance is very obvious. And they don't like the idea that they're wired and they can't control their sexual feelings. They want to have it fluid in their minds. It's always been part of the agenda. This is not new. What we need to do is to wake up and see what's happening around us. We need not to be intimidated, and we need to be educated, and we need to stand up and not be bullied into silence. That's exactly what this agenda wants you to do. Join with Liberty Counsel, because we're not about to be bullied into silence, and we're going to stand for those people like Chief Justice Roy Moore, like Kim Davis, like in the pro-life arena, Susan Merritt, and many, many others. You can stand with us in prayer and obviously in financial support. Without your financial support, we wouldn't be able to stand with these other people that are making a difference.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.